Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read to you from the Bible. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you'll keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. I'm sure that we're all members of lots of organisations. It may be the National Trust, a car breakdown service, a political party, or a sports club. If I asked you whether your relationship with those organisations was growing, you'd probably think that was a very odd question. You probably just think of yourself as being in or out, a member or not a member. The idea of having a developing relationship with the organisations wouldn't seem relevant. The problem with the church is that many people look in exactly the same way. They are members of the church, but would never think of it as a relationship that changed or needed to change. Throughout Paul's writing, he sees his relationship with Christ as being something that is constantly developing. And in this letter, he describes particularly powerfully his desire that it should change more and more. Here at the beginning of the letter, he describes his passionate desire that the Philippian Christians should move on in their faith. He wanted their relationship with Christ to become increasingly strong, because in that way, their life together as a church would become more united and resilient. Paul prays that the Philippians will overflow with love as they grow in knowledge and insight. In that way, they will be able to make increasingly good decisions. It's right that we should pray for one another's illnesses and challenges, but we need to ensure that we also pray for one another to grow in our relationship with Christ. Standing still is never an option in any relationship, and it isn't one in our Christian lives. If we're not growing stronger in our faith, then we'll be getting weaker, and that makes us more vulnerable in every way. Let's listen to Paul's words and use them to inspire us to pray for one another with passion and commitment. Let me pray with you. Lord God, give us a greater desire to grow in our love for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day here on Premier for Be Still and Know.